Hello, hello. Today's story is called Fiona Builds a Fairy House by Kristen Dixon.
I pulled it and she got the rat.
Okay, cool.
She got the donkey stick for the rat, a wolf bat, pull her, and take all the rat tools in for bed. And the rat tools back to herself. But Spin just got back for her, but she just went to the middle and the dog can't find him.
Whoa, thank you for sharing all of that.
And if you get the right to sleep, then you turn us, then you go to sleep. If you get the right
wow. Maybe we need to go to sleep.
In the real movie, it's called
Rattle Sleep. And when you go to sleep, it's called Nitro Sting.
Okay, awesome. All right, I'm going to start this book, which is not about Spider-Man, but it's about a girl named Fiona. This wasn't like the time Fiona loved gnomes or Pegasuses, not to mention the unicorns or the mermaids or the ogres. This was definitely different from the ogres, because this time Fiona was into fairies. It was all she could talk about. Fairies at breakfast, fairies at lunch, fairies at music, fairies at gym. You should build a house for your fairies, said her teacher. Then they'll come visit you. A fairy house? Fiona marveled. For my very own fairies? This was a game changer. She got to work recruiting help right away. Can you help me build my fairy house? Fiona asked her mother. But her mother had to wash the cat. Can you help me build my fairy house? Fiona asked her father. But her father had to dry the cat.
She's mad at her brother.
Yeah. Next, Fiona asked her brother. Her brother had to rescue the cat, but then said, there's no such thing as fairies, which he also said about the gnomes and the Pegasuses and the unicorns and the mermaids. He wasn't sure about the ogres. The ogres might be real. I'll show him, said Fiona. So she grabbed her basket, went out to the yard, and foraged for supplies. Then she scouted for a location. By the slide? No, not near the slide. Too many running feet. By the swing? No, not near the swing. Too many flying feet. By the princess castle with the moat and the dragon? Wait. Poof, poof, poof. And she hears a bird singing. They didn't have a princess castle with a moat and a dragon. So Fiona chose the sycamore tree. It had great old roots and beautiful bark. It was in a perfect round hollow. Fiona unpacked her basket and took inventory. She had 12 pebbles, 10 twigs, 20 acorns, a ball of twine, some moss. She drew a blueprint. She formed a plan. She gathered everything she needed to build the best fairy house ever. Then, that's when it happened. A wet cat happened. A very wet cat. Oh no, the cat's running through. All 12 of Fiona... Oh yeah. All 12 of Fiona's pebbles fell into the hollow of the tree. Then her mother streaked by. Her father came next. Finally, her brother trotted past just fast enough to upend the ball of twine and the moss, knocking over all 10 twigs. And so went the 20 acorns. Oh no, they knocked everything over. Who cares, he said. I told you fairies aren't real. She's so mad. She's thumping her head against the tree. Her cat's hiding in the log. Fiona turned to the tree hollow. Was her brother right about fairies? Was he right about the gnomes, Pegasuses and unicorns, mermaids and ogres? The tree hollow had an answer. Hello? Excuse me, but are you building a fairy house? Asked a gnome as he climbed from the tree. I brought 112 pebbles with me. Does that help? Yes, thank you, said Fiona. It's nice to see you again. The gnome added his pebbles to the basket, and then another voice called out. Excuse me, said a Pegasus flying out of the hollow. Are you building a fairy house? I brought 210 twigs with me. Does that help? Yes, thank you, said Fiona. In the basket, please. A unicorn leaped out next with 320 acorns. Then a mermaid arrived. She brought her own ocean along with a net full of twine. Last came an ogre. Stretch, he squeezed out of the hollow. It took him a while to crawl out of the hollow. Pop, splat, tumble. But he offered to do the heavy lifting, and his pockets were full of moss. Fiona took inventory again. Her basket was brimming with supplies, and she had lots of tree hollow friends to help. Now, did they have everything they needed to build a fairy house? No, there was still one problem. They had no way to put it all together. My boogers are pretty sticky, said the ogre helpfully. His boogers.
Yeah.
Or, Fiona said, maybe the castle has glue sticks. So she called down the hollow for the princess, the castle, the dragon, and their moat. They came right away, but they didn't bring the moat. Instead, they brought one fairy. And that one fairy brought one wand, which she used to put the house together. Does that help? Asked the fairy. Everyone cheered. The cat's on top of the house. The cat looks a little bit nervous. Everyone else is very happy. Soon, the fairy house was full of friends and joy and crowns and cake. Fiona even invited her brother. The ogre saved him a seat. And that is...
The end!